Good evening, good evening. Good evening. I want to start off with an interesting question that the Poskim discussed. We spoke yesterday about the definition of Bishul. And the definition of Bishul is? That's right, through heat. Absolutely correct, yeah. So it's not necessarily cooking, but it's about changing something through a heat process. And we spoke about metal going red hot and then going soft, or the opposite, something going very, very, very dry and hard because of heat. All these are Torah transgression of Melechus Bishul. An interesting question, therefore, asked by the contemporary Poskim is a plastic cup, not so much those, but the plastic cups, which will go, when you put in from the urn, very hot water, it will go soft. They will very often go soft, depending on the heat. You know what I mean? It will go soft. Yes, that's right. If you put that's right. The plastic, not so much the paper ones, but the plastic ones. Yeah, maybe the paper ones as well. But the plastic ones, they will change shape. They will change shape when you put very, very hot liquid inside it. The question is, therefore, is it mutter? And if yes, why? Surely that should be within the Islam. I'm reading the words of the Rambam of the Mishnah Berurah over here. Kloloi shel dovo, the rule of the matter is, I'm in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Aleph. Bein shripo guf kosher boesh, whether you are ripo, you're making soft, a guf kosher, a hard body, boesh through heat. Oi, or shehikshe guf racht, you're making a body, what an item, soft, a soft body, a soft item. Hikshe, you're making it hard. Harede chayev, you're obligated, a Torah transgression, mishum mevashel. Loshen Rambam. Chasas deraisa. So why is it okay? Is it okay? Why is it okay? Plastic cups. And it won't help to put two in there. That only helps for your fingers. Problem, no problem. Reason? No intention involved. Good. So, Lamaisa, it's interesting that many poskim actually say that the agreement of the poskim that it is permitted. It's permitted. That all the poskim agree. It's interesting, though, that many poskim do take the approach and say that actually, yes, it is. It does go within the. It does qualify in the definition of the melacha. The reason why it is mutter is because it's not your intention. It's not for the, normally the purpose of the melacha, normally the purpose of making something soft is what? When you have a metal item, you're through heat, you're making it soft. What's the reason for it?
Pliable.
Yes, why making it soft?
To reshape it.
You have a very specific reason why you want to have it soft, so you can reshape it. If you're not reshaping it, you don't intend to reshape it, there's no point in doing so. Here also, when you're putting that boiling up water into that plastic cup, it's not melacha tzricha legufa. You're doing it for very, very different, it happens to be. And it's not for the purpose, and it's not for the intention, it's not with the regular intention, therefore it's mutter. It means that while the looks of the melacha is there, but since the purpose of the melacha is not there, and the intention of the melacha is not there, therefore the poskim agree that it is mutter. Yeah, good. Good. Now, having seen the definition of the melacha, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch now goes a little bit off. I shouldn't call it off topic, but it's a different topic, and that is the melacha is the concept called Maaseh Shabbos. Let us be clear: the concept of Maaseh Shabbos, really, what it means, very literally, means Maaseh Shabbos means the action performed on Shabbos. And what he's referring to is that if somebody does a melacha on Shabbos, there is a punishment to it. Anybody does a melacha on Shabbos, there is an appropriate punishment for that action. And the punishment is that you may not get benefit. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. You may not derive benefit from doing melacha on Shabbos, and that is considered ma'aser Shabbos. So, if a person does speaks lashon hara, so it's an avera, but there's no punishment in this world. If a person does is lacking kibud avraham, he's got tremendous punishment in olam emes, but not in this world. If a person does bal tashchis, although it's an Issa Torah, but there's no chachamim did not institute a punishment for that action. Not so when it comes to Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, interestingly, chachamim established according to Roiv Poiskim Mitzvah the Rabbanon. There is a shittes yechidot that is the Reise. But according to Roiv Poiskim Mitzvah the Rabbanon, chachamim established that yes, you've done a malach on Shabbos. You've done a malach on Shabbos. Chachamim therefore said you may not have benefit from it. As long as it's Shabbos, you may not derive benefit from it. You may not benefit. You cooked on Shabbos. Now you think you're going to have benefit from that challah that you baked on Shabbos? Well, you're thinking wrong because you're not allowed to benefit from that challah. That we'll talk about that. How long will you not allow to have benefit? But it's a very good question. We'll speak about that. How long are you not allowed to have benefit? We'll speak about that. Actually, speak about that now. Thank you for raising it. So, how much do you think would be an appropriate consequence, an appropriate punishment? Sunday, Monday.
The time it would take to do
whatever it is. Very good, absolutely.
If it takes 2 hours to bake, it will be 2 hours.
2 hours. And absolutely correct. And that is the concept called b'chdei shiase. As long as it takes to produce this food. So in your example, it takes 2 hours to bake a challah. You bake the challah on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to have benefit on Shabbos from it. And not only on Motzei Shabbos, as Shabbos comes out, you're not to have benefit. You're going to have to wait 2 hours for it to have benefit. And after Shabbos. But then here again, we'll see this difference between you yourself and all the people. We'll speak about that shortly, Mitzvah, very shortly. But the point is, you made a malacha on Shabbos, you may not have benefit from it. And that's the concept of Bechdei Shiase. And that's the concept of Ma'aser Shabbos. Yeah. Now, a person baked, and that's the prime example. We'll see there is some exceptions. A person baked or cooked something on Shabbos. Chachamim established Ma'aser Shabbos. Ma'aser Shabbos is an Issa. You may not have benefit from that. Now, I do quite briefly want to mention that according to Roiv Poiskim, it is the Rabbanon. But it's just interesting because the Levush does mention it, and it's some minority opinion to bring down that Ma'aser Shabbos actually is a Torah itself. So if a person has benefit from Melach which is performed on Shabbos, according to some opinions, that's a Deraisa Issa, but that's not the way we're passing. Okay, now let us see the words of Shulchan Aruch. It obviously makes a difference how you did the melacha. What do I mean by how? Shoyg meizi, absolutely. Hence, the words of Shulchan Aruch. Hamevashel b'Shabbos. Somebody who cooks on Shabbos. Oy, or she'osa achas m'sham melachas. Or even anybody didn't eat other melachas. Because, as we just mentioned, it doesn't really make a difference if he was cooking on the other melachas. In terms of Ma'aser Shabbos, any of the lamed tes melach, 39 melachas, are equal. You did a melacha on Shabbos, you may not have benefit from it. There's one exception we'll speak about at the Be'alacha. So, now, if you did a melacha, b'meizit, if you did a melacha purposely, with intention, you cooked that potato with intention, you knew exactly what Shabbos, you knew it was also to bake on Shabbos, to cook on Shabbos, and yet you did it, b'meizit, also lo'i le'olam. The person who actually did the melacha can't have benefit from it. Not today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next Shabbos, the next year, ever. You may not have any benefit, because you did it, b'meizit. V'la'acherim, how about others? So the person who transgressed, they say, did it b'meizit, what about others around him? La'acherim, mutar l'motzei Shabbos miyad. Others, others are allowed to have benefit from it immediately on Motzei Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, but as soon as Motzei Shabbos, other people are allowed to have benefit from it. That's mezit. Over shoygeg, case number 2. If it was a shoygeg case, so this person who did the melacha on Shabbos, he either forgot that it's Shabbos or he forgot that it's melacha. He forgot that it's not allowed to do this melacha. So then also boy biyoim gam la'acherim, he's not allowed to benefit. Both him and others are not allowed to benefit on Shabbos from this melacha. He baked a cake on Shabbos. He forgot that, you know, he just didn't realize that it's Shabbos today. He thought it was Tuesday, so. He's not allowed to have any benefit from that cake, and nor can others. But v'lochirem gam loy miyat v'la'erev mutter gam loy miyat, and on in the evening, anybody is allowed to have a benefit from this melacha b'shoygeg on Motzei Shabbos. So it doesn't make a difference between him and others with regards to shoygeg. Yeah. Now, what will be the halacha, Rabbosai? If a person did a melacha which is a derabbanon, what would be an example for that? Let's leave out carrying for now, because that's going to be the halacha. So leave out carrying. He did a melacha derabbanon on Shabbos. Yeah, because that many points come that it's mutter. So let's think about something more agreed, that everybody holds that it's awesome with Rabbonon. Think about Melochad Rabbonon. Do you know what? Switching light off. Yeah, but that's going to be difficult for an example of it. You know what? How about Mukta? Pardon? Move Mukta. It's also not a perfect example. I have to think of a better example. 1 minute. It's not a perfect example because of the bialocha. Let me think of a rabbonon. Let me just think of the rabbonon case. Okay. A perfect derabbanon case would be heating up something not in a permitted way on Shabbos. We spoke about shehiya, chazora, hatmona, something which was fully cooked, so it didn't transgress the issue of cooking, but he heated it in a way which is also on Shabbos. Mechzikim v'ashal. He did heating up something in a non-permitted way. And now it's nice and hot. Is it allowed to derive benefit from it? Yes or no? Rabbonon. Speak it out. Yes, we were. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and he goes mamash the same route. So again, Shulchan Aruch said, "Bemezit, the one who did it is never allowed to benefit from it." Others, on Shabbos is fine. Beshoigeg, on Shabbos, it's also for everybody. And on Shabbos, it's mutter for everybody. What about the Rabbonon? Mishabur Sif Kotten Gimel. Achas Misham Melochas. Ve'im Yemelochad Rabbonon. If it's a Melochad Rabbonon, I be very gro. The Gon is Mekil, Shaykh Lechiach, the Kul Alma. Hakur to everybody. Im also is a Beshoigeg. If it's a Shoigeg, the combination of Shoigeg and the Rabbonon, Ein Lesoy, Bedyevet, Lenin, and you'll have to benefit from it immediately. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold. Now, if it's a Drabonon, you're allowed to have benefit straight away. Drabonon, Shoigeg, you're allowed to have benefit. Bemezit, it looks like the Mishnah Berurah is not Mekel, and it looks like here he will ask for it for the person himself on Motzei Shabbos, until Motzei Shabbos, and for others. Yeah. Yeah. I would like to ask here a very interesting bialocha. This is an important bialocha. Okay, imagine the following case. A shul is locked on Shabbos. I think the Gereb, the Imriyem said, I think that Shaila. A shul is locked. Shul is locked up, and the key was forgotten in the normal place. It's forgotten, and they have got all the Yidden waiting outside shul, and they want to get in on Shabbos morning to daven. Locked up shul, and people don't know how to enter the shul. People don't know how to enter the premises. One person says, "Oh, I know where the key is. I know where the key is," and he goes off. And this is a place where there is no Eiruv, a place where there is no Eiruv, and carrying is also, he goes and he carries the spare key from a different place within the shtetl, within the town, and he brings the key, carrying on Shabbos Be'issa, and he goes to shul, and he locks up with the key the door of the shul, and now people are able to enter the shul. Would you say that, well, hold on a sec, Ma'aseh Shabbos. You're not allowed to derive benefit from a loch which was done on Shabbos. You should remain and daven outside. Similar scenario. No enough sidurim. No enough sidurim. One person comes, oh, you know, I'm a Jew in heart and I want to benefit others. I'm a kind person. And he goes and he brings spare sidurim chumashim from a different shul and he carries on Shabbos. Carrying on Shabbos in a place where there's no Eruv in order for all the Yidden to benefit. Ki Sidurim Hoitzah on Shabbos.
They could daven outside without letting Torah. They wouldn't be able to give Kusha Torah. They take the Torah in the shul.
So you're saying that? So I want to know, is this a problem of Ma'aseh Shabbos, yes or no?
Yes.
It is.
How's it happen to a Goy putting a light on?
Why is everyone a Goy? Because Goy is not included. When we are talking about very... Thank you for mentioning. I should have mentioned it. Ma'aseh Shabbos, the whole sugya of Ma'aseh Shabbos that we have over here, is as a principle, is only about a Yid doing a Melacha. When we talk about Goy, then it doesn't go within this discussion at all. Then it's Ma'aseh Nochi. And then there's are you allowed to ask a Goy to Melacha? And are you allowed to have benefit from a Goy to Melacha? But it's a different category. There's no difference. Amazing in Shoigig there. There's no parasha of Lo Velacherim. Amazing in Shoigig. That's a different parasha altogether. Of Ma'aseh Nochi, of Amir Al-Nochi. Anom Ma'aseh Nochi. But that's what we're discussing with Shim Yudches is clearly a situation of a Yid doing a Melacha. At times, yes, mostly not. So, what do you say? Is there a problem with Ma'aseh Shabbos? Or not? No, let's say it's not. Let's say it's the Ra'aseh.
Yeah, it's
Tzibur is different. You think Tzibur is different? Why is he one step removed? Says Agana of Feingold Shlita Moediges Svora. He says you have to differentiate between cooking, which is the prime example of the Gemara, and that when you cook something, when you baked your challah, the Ma'aseh Shabbos case is that you created something before it was a raw dough, and now by your Ma'aseh Shabbos you've got a piece of cake. Now you've got a cholent. Now you've got a challah. That's Chachomim Aser. That's Ma'aseh Shabbos. However, here says Rabbi Feingold that nothing's changed really. The key was there. The key is here. You haven't changed. And the good news is that he's not on his own. He's got very good company. The Chaya Adam on top of page 266, brought in Bialocha, says exactly that. Chaya Adam at the top of the Bialocha. Kosa be Chaya Adam. Chayodom says, very, very widely quoted Chayodom. Very widely quoted. Klal test. Davke bedovo shenase. Maise beguf adovo. The whole concept of Maise Shabbos is only if you're doing something beguf hadovo with a physical item. Shenishtane mekmoshoy. It changed physically from what it was previously. Kemarashal. Like cooking, v'chiyot and similar, avol. But hamoitzi, somebody who carries merushos to merushos, somebody carries from domain to domain. Shaloi nishtane adovo, that nothing is physically changed. Mikmosh of him was. So he says, in b'shoigek muta afidu loy afidu b'yom. If it's shoigek, it's muta immediately. If it's mazid, also afidu lachem at Motzei Shabbos miyad. You have to wait until Motzei Shabbos. That is what the That is what the Bialocha Paskens, then when it comes to Mez Shabbos or Voitzah, it's more kolodik.
Why can't you carry a key on Shabbos? Let's say there's no air move.
Because we are not addressing over here, we're not negotiating the Isurim, the 39 Melochot. Who are negotiating? What happens? Teit Chachomim establish a consequence, a punishment for somebody who did transgress. That's to do the 39 Melochot, that's also. Who are discussing now? What happens if somebody did? Teit Chachomim establish a punishment, yes or no? So when it comes to cooking, yes. When it comes to carrying, no punishment. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. But if you did carry, you're still allowed to penetrate into the building. That's the what's the Bialoch's Chiddush named Chayodom.
You key on Shabbos without an Eruv, you'll be okay then. But you're not punished then.
You're not punished, not in this world, yeah. Not in this world. There's no concept of Ma'aseh Shabbos. That's that. Not everybody agrees to that. Can you think of any other Melochas? And which category would they go? I appreciate that Boina, person who builds something on Shabbos, if you build, Boina, should be, yeah. What about kosher? Kosher? Yeah, so what bidaloch then? Is Ma'aseh Shabbos or not? I think you do, yeah. But what about when it comes to boira, for instance? Boira? Separating? Is the Ma'aseh Shabbos boira? If you took bad from good, you had a salad, and you just picked you don't like the cucumber. I don't know what. Can you think of an example? So it was just too many of them. So what you did, you took cherry tomatoes out, the ones that you don't want, okay? Which is also, you picked the cherry tomatoes out, and the rest of the salad you're okay with, but you took the cherry tomatoes, and that's obviously which is also, right? So now I want to know, can you eat the salad or not? Or because of Ma'aseh Shabbos, you can't. Not the cherry tomatoes, you don't want them, okay? So that's fine. And the rest of the salad, it's now selected. Are you allowed to eat it, yes or no? Or is it a problem Ma'aseh Shabbos? You did it b'shoigig, or b'mezid, whatever. And then in terms of the chayodom, is it comparable to Hotzah or not? It's like the door. Binyamin Yaakov Alevi holds that it's like the door. That's like Hotzah. Because you're not changing physically it's not like cooking. Cooking, you changed it. Before it was unedible, now it is edible. And before it was dough, and now it's challah. So now it's bread. So you have changed it. When it comes to here, you haven't changed it physically. That's what Binyamin says. Nobody agrees, disagrees? Is it what? Boira, which category does it go? What do you say? Mutter, Shabbos Mutter. What do you say? Mutter. Yeah, what do you say? What do you say? I also think so. I know there's some poskim who disagree, and they hold that it's not true, and they hold that it is comparable to Mevashel, but I also think that Pashtus is that it's comparable to Metaltel. Yeah. So that's that. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we spoke this evening about the concept of Ma'aseh Shabbos. If somebody does one of the Lamatas Melochas, Chachomim established an Issa of having benefit from it. The Shulchan Aruch differentiate between Bemezit, which is also La'olam, and La'cherim, it's Mutter, Motzei Shabbos, and B'shoigeg, it's also for everybody on Shabbos, and Mutter for everybody on Motzei Shabbos. We spoke about the Bialoch that differentiates the name of the Chayodom between Tiltul and other Melochas. More on this tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem.